Thanks for joining us for today's message. But don't stop there. Download our app today and stay connected throughout the week. And we would love to hear how God's using this ministry to impact your life. So let us know by sending a message to amen@morelifechurch.com. Now enjoy today's message.
I happen to scan out and I know we have law enforcement here today. And law enforcement is there right on the side of the vehicle, is to most vehicles, to protect and to serve. And there are speed limits. How many of you are aware there are speed limits out there? Now, I have a car that has a tendency, if I allow it to go really, really, really fast. And I like going real fast. I haven't been pulled over in my newest car yet, and I'm going to try to keep it that way as long as possible. But let's say I'm breaking the law. I know the boundary is X miles per hour, and I break that. Listen, there has been a civil or political governing authority set up as a boundary in my life to keep me safe. And if I violate that, and then a police officer pulls me over, it isn't the police officer suppressing me. It isn't the police officer attacking me. It isn't the police officer like doing all of these bad things to try to control me. This was, and this is the hard news for many of us, this was a self-inflicted judgment that I imposed on myself because I disobeyed the God-centered authority that was put over my life to keep me safe.
Amen.
That's okay? They're not persecuting me. I broke the law. And God says, I've put these things there to help you, to strengthen you. And our response is honor in those situations, is to show value to those individuals. Probably no one has done this. Very few of us have done this. I probably have never done this with a sincere heart. But if I were to be pulled over, which I have been, like I said, for going too fast, really, some of you are going to really say, Josh, you've taken this too far when you say this. But the biblical, godly response is appreciation for what they have done. Because they have kept me safe from myself. Because when they pulled me over when I was going 75, what they maybe did or maybe what they didn't know, but what I knew was I was on my way to 120 around a sharp bend that I didn't know was coming. And they were there, they were put there as a restraining force in my life, right? Listen, I'm going to go back to that thing because I know some of you might be thinking about some things you've seen in the news, and I chose that example on purpose to make you think. All authority is from God, but not all authority is godly. Got to keep that straight. But listen, it is the responsibility of authority to be godly. It is not my responsibility to judge whether or not they are godly. Right? It's their job to follow God, and it's my job to follow God. Let me just ask a question. How many of y'all think that as a pastor of a church, I ought to have reverence and honor, and I ought to walk as holy as I possibly can? Anyone believe that about my life? Oh, nobody? Wow, this could get really nuts real quick, okay? Let me ask again, it wasn't a trick question. How many of you think that the pastor of the church ought to honor God, ought to honor God's word, and ought to walk as holy as possible? Yeah, I should, right? Yeah. And whose job is that to manage? Mine. Watch. When I don't lead well, it has repercussions. Because when I lead poorly, you don't follow. I'll tell you the truth. When I lead really, really well, some of y'all don't follow. So, I mean, there's that too. Because it's human nature to want to resist. we haven't got all of the Garden of Eden's fall out of us yet. There still is a level of that can rise up in any of us at any given moment. These are the four governing authorities. Let me move on because I'm quickly running out of time. 1 Peter 2, let me look at the political or the civil for just a moment. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. 1 Peter 2:17 in the New King James. I've highlighted honor the king because this is the political civil approach that Peter is taking. Now, the challenge for many of you is this. You've grown up your entire life in the United States of America, and you think God is a God of democracy, or he's a Republican or a Democrat or a Libertarian or whatever other affiliation there may or may not be, right? You interpret the scripture through the governmental context in which you live. I'm not saying that, I'm not going into whether or not that's right or wrong. I'm saying be aware that that exists. And as soon as you see honor the king, you're like, well, we don't live in a kingdom. No, but God operates his principles through a kingdom. Over and over and over again, Jesus refers to the kingdom of God is like this. The kingdom of God is like that. But he's talking about those political, civil authorities that are over us. That's what Peter's talking about. And I want to give you some suggestions on how to honor this group of governmental authority. But I want you to get this in your mind, that you and I, some of us have to work harder at this than others. For many of us, this is seasonal. I'm not gonna get into politics in terms of who you should and shouldn't vote for, and people get upset about me for not taking a stand on whether you should vote this way or vote that way. May I just tell you this, that my assignment as a spiritual leader, my assignment as a pastor is to get you close to Jesus, not to a political party. That's up to you. You sort that out between you and God. My assignment is to lead you to Jesus, not to a certain affiliation. Okay. See, I know I polarize people when I say that, and it boggles my mind, but I know I do it when I do it, okay? So I'm not completely clueless. Make a distinction between the person and the position. In governmental authority, make a distinction between the person and the position, because the authority is from God even when the behavior isn't. We have to make that distinction. Man, I want to say something about that, but I'm going to move on. Let me help you with two ways to put this into practice, because if not, we'll be here all day. When it comes to political leaders, here's a step of honor. Speak well of them rather than criticizing and ridiculing them. Amen. Replace your complaints about them with prayers for them, whether you voted for them or not. The Bible doesn't say, pray for those in authority over you that you agree with. The Bible doesn't tell me to pray for the people that I completely align with politically. You think this is crazy? Wait until this fall when I do the message series, Election Infection. It's going to be awesome. Because this is going to get worse and not before it gets better. But here's the solution. You can change the way you see, and I'm telling you how to change. I'm telling you the Bible way how to change the way you see. Honor. You start speaking well of them rather than criticizing and ridiculing them. Someone says, I cannot find anything to say positive about this particular political leader. Good, then revert to step two. I wonder what would happen if every Christ follower in the United States of America, before complaining about a president or a vice president or a senator or a congressman or a state representative or a mayor or a governor or any political person, any political individual, what would happen if before we complained about them, we hit the pause button and we just said a prayer for them? Not the prayer of, hey, God, kill them. I'm not talking about that. What about the prayer that says, Lord, they're really struggling. Bring them wisdom. Surround them with people. No matter what's going on, the Bible is the source of my confidence. And the Old Testament writer says this, that the heart of the king is in the hand of the Lord. No matter who the ruler is, no matter who the leader is, no matter what governmental structure it is, God can change that thing with just a shift. How many of you are old enough to remember when the Berlin Wall fell? I believe that that was the result of godly people praying and God shifting the heart of some individuals to cause some things to change. I don't want to get into my opinion about these things, but I would say that these are scriptural ways that you can show honor to political. And I specifically chose your mouth and your words because we got a whole lot of mouth in our political conversation right now.
Thanks again for joining us today. Now take a second and subscribe to our channel or share this message with someone you think could use it. If you would like to support this ministry financially, you can do that by visiting morelifechurch.com/give or through our app. Have a blessed day.